Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
on now, drummer. What's it to tighten it up for me now? Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now.
This hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh, yeah. Show enough grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Thank you.
that you drew a crowd. Don't you know that you dance so proud with a head in a cloud? But I had to burn, cause she had to learn that I popped on for fun, and I'm second to none.
Yeah. all day. But I'm the type who's on my feet. With my big leg, girl. With my big leg, girl.
We'll be right back. Welcome as we do our music therapy mainstream thing Sundays, as we always do. Sultry Radio and Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingham, DJ Honeycomb. Excuse my chewing. And of course, it's spring, so a little taste of the funk never hurt anybody. But we are going in a different direction as next week. It's time to light the light, and it's all about love. I got my brother DJ Gray in chat room with me. G, come on out. Did you get a chance? Sultry Radio and the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the members of the Brother Man Network. We always do what we do to the who, what, when, where, why, and how for journalism. Making those sacred cows in the ice cream. For all the good stuff, check us out at www.basnnewsroom013.com. Got my man G with me. Guy, what's up?
Happy spring, man. Happy spring. Enjoy
Happy
the day.
Season. Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful day, yes. I'm liking that extra hour of sunlight or so. Always makes you feel good. But you know what? Since we are essentially a sports show, we got to go a little editorial here for a bit. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it on yesterday's show, but because it just happened, and the after effect of what happened, I've got to get it off my chest. Dwayne Haskins, who was a quarterback, he was drafted by the Washington Football Club out of Ohio State University. He was a contender for Heisman. Had not played well his first couple of years, but looked like he was getting a new lease on life in Pittsburgh as a potential starting quarterback for Coach Mike Tomlin. He was killed in what could only be described as a freak accident trying to cross the highway. He got hit by a dump truck after hearing of the particulars. I'm not trying to be funny when I say this. It sounded like a scene out of Damien Omen 2. Because it seems like the truck just came out of nowhere. Either way, the man's dead, and we grieve for him and his family. But, gee, what bothered me most was the after effect. You know, Adam Schefter, who was a little piece of shit out of Denver. He wrote for the Denver Post, and he's a so-called sports writer. But he obviously has nothing or no human qualities at all, because he just says some disparaging shit about Mr. Haskins in a tweet. Now, we know what that social media can do, but this was way too far, and a lot of people started to jump on his ass. And not just him, but Gil Brandt, who was also an executive for the Dallas Cowboys, or was an executive for the Dallas Cowboys, they got in his ass too about it, as if they were, like they knew the guy personally and got into his personal business. It was very insulting, and I don't know how you feel about it, but how do you feel about it, Jay?
What's happening now? See, what's happening now is that these sports commentators are messing with these athletes. What I mean is this: 16-year-old Alicia Liu, you know Alicia Liu was in the Olympics, quit yesterday. I was done. Naomi Osaka has disappeared. Okay? Tiger Woods came back this weekend. The Williams sisters disappeared. There is a calculated attack on minority sports athletes. Example, this morning, with the Australian Grand Prix.
Okay.
They almost openly criticized Lewis Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question, Mike.
Sure.
How many championships did Lewis Hamilton won?
Seven. Well, let's
How
say
many
in
a
year,
row?
In years, seven. 7 years
How
in a row.
How many
he's been
in a row? Four in a row, right?
A bunch, yes. Mm-hmm.
So why are you criticizing this? Has got to stop. And the only reason why they're buttering up Tiger Woods is because golf is off the radar. That's the reason
That's
why.
True.
So, mm-hmm. so, and without the Williams,
well, you know,
cares about tennis.
As our brother Tony McLean likes to say, the elephant in the room is the resentment that a lot of these guys have for these men and women who do sports. And we already knew they were resentful. We already knew they resented the fact that Haskins made a lot of money, maybe hadn't earned it because of his level of play, but that's not his fault. He was where he was. He signed what he signed. He got what he got. And who knows what would have happened. You know, before fantasy football and all this other shit, we used to spend weeks into looking at tapes. Some small schools would even send tapes of all their NFL potential athletes and say, this is Gary Gray from SIU, and he's a wide receiver. Here's a little bit of what he can do. And we could safely assess from a lot of that tape when it would translate on the next level, because don't lie. But we do know journalists lie. And the annual meeting of the Liars Club, the NFL draft, is later on this month, the last week in April, which is around
boy,
my birthday. It's a good thing they're not made out of, it's a good thing they're last name ain't Pinocchio, because there'd be a lot of motherfuckers with their noses blown out. But what bothers me most is when they say something disparaging and they can't take it back. You know, after the fact, it's bullshit, because half these guys could never play football, never mind put on the uniform and put the helmet on and strap up. They just can't do it at that level. And the fact that they're making, $80,000 to $100,000 a year, and the player they're criticizing has a $10 million signing bonus in the bank, That rankles them. That works their last nerve. And we've seen so much of it that in 2011, some asshole named Lauren Nowacki went on a campaign to attempt to destroy Cam Newton's before he even played a down of professional football. But you get the point. This has been going on for a while. Players haven't said anything about it because voices weren't loud enough or consistent enough. But now, these assholes at the bylines have to account for some stuff.
Have you seen the tape of Colin Kaepernick this past weekend?
Yeah, I saw it.
Now, okay, Tom Brady is 45 or 40, whatever the hell he is, 40, 50 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody says Tom Brady.
He's too old. Mm-hmm.
Well, but the first thing I heard, when it comes to Colin Kaepernick is, he's too old. Now, you can't have both ways.
Well, he's too old. Lamar Jackson's too short or too skinny. Or somebody else is too this or somebody else is too that. We know they're too black. How dare you? As Reggie would say, how dare you? How dare you succeed? In spite of all the shit we're throwing at you, how dare you be competent on that field of play? Because you really know it's a 100-yard plantation. And unfortunately for Dwayne Haskins, he never got a chance to show his stuff. Now, I'm sure Brother Tomlin talked to him, not just quarterback to coach, but black man to black man, and laid some truth on him, which is why he was working so hard in camp.
Yes.
And the sky was the limit as to whether or not all that knowledge would have been received and utilized on the playing field. But it's the Adam Schefter of the world. You got to remember, they'll never play it down to football. They'll never go out on a pass pattern. They'll never run 60 yards for a touchdown because they can't. You know, there are a couple of journalists who maybe played in college, but for the most part, a lot of these guys never played a fucking down to serious football. And yet, they have the poison pen in which they can justify doing damage to people's careers. And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately now, Mr. Haskins can't respond. So all we can say is ashe to him and his family.
Yes.
And may they heal themselves, or may they heal as this process carries on. I don't know. What else you got to say about this, G?
Well, like I said before, you want these brothers to make money for you.
Yeah.
But you don't want them to be the man they are,
mm-hmm,
or the woman they are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. It is time for these brothers and sisters to say, okay, you want to do this? See you later. You want to act a fool? See you later. And this goes on directing a message to the HBCUs.
Yep.
This is to you guys. It is time for you to stand up and be counted. What I mean is this. Next year, if the NCAA does not give you the correct seating, it's time for you guys to walk.
Yeah. It's bold words, G. And they take bold actions. We'll see if they have the stomach to do it. Well, what you got planned for us in future shows?
Well, I'm going to try and do the Avenue Brothers. I'm going to try again this week, try to get that set up for next weekend, and then I'll be going to the tournament.
All right.
So next week will be
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next week we start the Big Bang Tournament year two, and you should have a chart of the four regions and who will be participating. So we look forward to listening to some beautiful music, groups first, then single performance, then the ladies. This time it's the ladies first. Ladies will go last and see what's up. Again.
Oh, Michael, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Ladies always first. Ladies always first.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. But the ladies are getting better too. And, of course, all the Cold Caravan and Soul Patrollers, feel free to vote. Like I said, we'll lay it out there in the middle of the week. When we come on with the Hump Day Special Wednesday, we will read off those performers in the respective regions, and we hope you'll sit and listen. So, any last words before I get back to word G?
You know what I'm going to say. Y'all got wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Your mask. And get that number four vaccine.
You better get that number four vaccine, because just when you thought you could relax a little bit, super spreader events have come back out and thrown COVID back on the front page. So y'all know what that means. Wash your ass. We don't want no one, especially in the spring, you know it's getting warmer now. See, the cold can't hide that funk.
That's right. Funk
will be wafting
right.
in the air like the breeze. So we don't want nobody walking around smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. Wash your ass. And definitely, if somebody next to you ain't washed, wash their ass too. So, a clean ass is a happy ass, but I digress. In any event, we shall carry on, and we will also tell you more about what happened to Brother Haskins Wednesday on the Hump Day Special. For all of us and the vapors out there traveling, working, please, once you get from A to B and back to A-OK, go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll see you later.
Now. mind. Let me do something a little bit of shit. You're doing nothing in that like that. Let me do it, father. Non pas parce que je ne voulais pas, mais de voir ça de jour en jour, mais c'était pensé qu'il me dirait réellement sa solitude. D'ailleurs, il n'était pas vraiment seul d'après le dire des gens. Mais comme moi, vous savez que les dires, les ragots, les commérages sont des choses à ne pas prendre en considération. Surtout venant de la part de gens qui, impertinemment, se moquaient de ceux qui auraient pu rêver à cet homme. Une chose est sûre, il a disparu dans des circonstances qui seraient utiles, délicitées, j'étais star. Dans la nuit du 14 au 15, il avait disparu. Dans les cafés du port, nul ne s'en était aperçu. Certains poissons se sur sa disparition n'est pas clair. Une belle façon d'en savoir plus, c'est lucide, c'est mystère, mystère. Je me mets à mener mon enquête avec esprit de méthode, 500 watts. Mon unique code pour poursuivre ma tâche dans un destin déterminé. Groupé méthodiquement, j'indique pour vous démontrer la responsabilité des gens de ce quartier. Ne pouvant accepter la présence d'un étranger, en l'occurrence ce cochard, cet homme de soupçon disparu de façon bizarre sans aucune explication. Je pense avoir mon idée, mais elle n'est pas fondée car il faut des faits, des preuves écrites, orales pour élucider ça. Éventuellement étaient ces gens résidant à proximité du banc. Ce banc sur lequel ils se rendaient chaque soir. S'il vous plaît, je recherche ce clochard. Non, jamais vu, il me répondit sans avoir pris le temps d'examiner la photographie. Impossible monsieur, vous n'habitez même pas à 100 pas des lieux. Vous aussi vous n'allez pas me faire croire ça. Vous êtes une personne à qui je montre cette photo. Et comme les autres, vous répondez les mêmes mots. Vous vous rendez complice de cette affaire. Ok, mais ça ne m'empêchera pas d'élucider ce mystère. Au contraire, vous confirmez mes soupçons et vous ne m'orienterez pas vers une autre direction. La piste que je suis est celle que j'ai choisie. Je vous le dis en patronnez-le comme une sorte de défi, car je vais pouvoir démontrer toute la table noire. L'hypothèse émise au début de cette histoire, laquelle vous désirez savoir. Aucune sympathie, votre nom est sur mon répertoire. Je fais tout ce que vous pouvez retourner dans vos affaires, pour qu'à mon tour je puisse continuer à éliminer ce mystère. Mes efforts allaient être récompensés. Nous étions le 22, la nuit venait de tomber. En plein centre-ville, je sortais du bar. Il était précisément 23h15. Je pris chemin du retour pour rentrer chez moi. La rue était sur le noir complet, je n'aime pas trop ça. Seul sur le trottoir, du moins je le croyais. Jusqu'à l'apparition soudaine, une silhouette qui se rapprochait. Surpris je le fus lorsque je m'aperçus que c'était celle d'un homme qui ne m'était pas inconnu. Abrégeons le suspense, vous l'avez deviné. Ne perdons pas de temps à dévoiler son identité. Il était l'homme que je cherchais depuis près d'une semaine. Mettons la chance de côté, parlons plutôt de veine. Surtout que nous allons connaître toute la vérité concernant sa disparition, mais laissons le supprimer.
Les gens comme moi n'ont pas leur place ici. Et qui vous a dit ça? Les autres.
Et quels autres?
Les gens du quartier. Moi, je croyais que je n'ai personne ici. Mais pourquoi?
Je me tourne vers vous. Imaginez que la personne chassée, ce soit vous. N'auriez-vous pas le même dégoût, la même réaction? Même si cette histoire de bout en bout n'était que perfection. Car je ne l'ai pas vécu, mais je suis persuadé. Puisque jamais que ces choses pourraient très bien arriver. Si il n'est pas trop tard, rien n'empêche d'agir. Car mieux vaut tard que jamais, c'est à vous d'y réfléchir. Fini MC pour vous tarder, on vous tarder.
Baby,
motherfuckers got attacked by that goddamn tiger in the goddamn zoo in San Francisco and shit. And they had it all on CNN like it was a national tragedy and shit. Just, oh, it's so sad. Well, I didn't see nothing sad at all. I laughed the whole goddamn coverage. These wasn't kids. These was grown motherfuckers. I feel like if you a grown motherfucker and you get killed, and you get killed by a tiger, and you get killed by a tiger in a zoo, and you get killed by a tiger in a zoo in San Francisco, I think God's will has been done for your life. I think that's exactly what was supposed to happen, and I think he wanted me to laugh about it a whole lot. That's what I think. Fuck that. I'm a parent. I got kids. I feel like if you raise a child at any age that's dumb enough to climb into a tiger's cage, you should tell them the rest of the goddamn story. Then the tiger eat your asshole out, baby. That's the end. That's what the fuck's supposed to happen. And these motherfucking zookeepers got on TV and started talking shit about the tiger. Started snitching on the tigers like they was disappointed in the tigers and shit. Like, we can't believe they would even do something like that. They've never done anything like that before. And if they're a danger to the community, then we'll have to get rid of them. You gonna get rid of the tiger? You gonna get rid of the only real motherfucker in the whole goddamn equation? You gonna get rid of the tiger? First of all, white people, understand this. If you cannot understand what it's like to be a tiger in a zoo, I don't know how you ever gonna understand what it's like to be a nigger in America if you can't understand what it's like to be a tiger in a zoo. Look at white people. What? Niggas are tigers now? They're great. Follow along, white people. All I'm saying is you got to look at this shit from the tiger's motherfucking viewpoint. First of all, this ain't no fake ass got it at the mall tiger. This a real goddamn tiger, like the kind that be on National Geographic every time you turn it on the back of a wildebeest ass and shit. Wildebeest don't even be dead. I'm not even dead yet. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm hungry now. Real fucking tiger. And every day they got this real fucking tiger in a fake-ass habitat. Real fucking tiger, fake-ass habitat. And the tiger not supposed to know as a real tiger that this is a speaker system. Fucking day, the tiger be fucked up because he be conflicted. Everything in the tiger spirit is telling him, nigga, you a motherfucking monster, nigga. You a beast. You run the jungle, nigga. You supposed to roar and shit's supposed to happen. But every fucking day, the tiger come out and tried and the shit don't work. And some of us know how to fuck that feel to be trying shit and trying shit, trying shit and trying shit, don't work. Trying shit and trying shit, won't work. Trying shit, trying. Switch it up. Trash it, trash it. Won't work. That's how the fuck the tiger feel. Every goddamn day he come out with the roar and shit. Just...
wish me luck. Wish me luck.
You see that bitch take a camera phone picture of me right in the middle of my goddamn roar. You see how they disrespect the tiger. Four tigers don't know what the fuck to do. It'd be four, five real tigers in a fake-ass habitat. What the fuck you think them tigers talk about every goddamn day? Nothing but what the fuck they would do if a motherfucker was to ever climb their goddamn foot over the goddamn gate. That's all the fuck they talk about. Just, I wish a motherfucker would climb in this goddamn cage. This cage right here, nigga. This cage right here, nigga. The motherfucker would. And the tiger be fucked up. So the tiger feel like he's supposed to be eating elephants and giraffes and shit. And every day they come feed him meat out of a bucket and shit. And all while he eating that bullshit, what he be looking at? Your good fresh meat ass walking around the zoo with a video camera and shit.
Look at that delicious ass fat bitch right there. I eat the shit.
How that delicious ass fat bitch right there. Fuck that, it's a baby fat right on her motherfucking ass. You know that's my favorite part. I love baby fat. And the tiger be fucked up, cause he don't know what to feel. And after a while, he gets depressed and down and start acting like us. You know how we get depressed and start doubting shit we shouldn't even doubt. I bet the tigers have got as low as they could possibly get. Just, are you sure I'm a tiger? I don't feel very much like a tiger. Maybe I'm just a vicious-ass koala bear. Did you ever investigate that? But as a real motherfucker, you can't never afford to give up. Because all real motherfuckers is only waiting on one opportunity. And that's the opportunity to show a motherfucker they ain't bullshitting. And I bet them tigers had got as low as they could possibly get. And then something wonderful happened in the tiger world. They just... Nigga, this is not a drill. Get ready, nigga. They think we bullshitting. Get...
Come on. You can never say bye-bye, no matter how much you try. You're asking me to stop it, go on to another topic. Well, we'll
guy tell me, he said, Vern, why do black people always use the word motherfucker? Well, I'm going to break down what the word motherfucker actually means. Motherfucker is something that black folks been using for years. It's about expression. Don't be ashamed of the word motherfucker. Because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing. You know, when you hear about black folks, we loud. That's how defense mechanism. We loud. We talk aggressive, you know. But get that talk, you know, we ain't going to do nothing to you. We ain't going to do nothing to you. You know, we'll tell you in a minute, you know, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know. You ain't never known a black terrorist in the day of your life. You ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. First of all, where you going to buy the dynamite from and from who? The first time he tried to buy some dynamite, he going to jail like a mother. Just expression. I had a guy, man, when you, white people, when you see my people, you see them in the social place, you see them in the mall, you see them in the bowling alley, and you might see three or four brothers together, you might hear the word motherfucker 32 times. Or you might hear just two regular English words. But the conversation makes sense like a motherfucker. Everybody can understand it. Don't be afraid of the word motherfucker. I'm going to break it down to you. If you're out there this afternoon, you see about three or four brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucking Bobby? That motherfucker owed me $35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he gonna pay my motherfucker money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my $35 motherfucking dollars. I called the motherfucker four motherfucking times, but the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucker day. She gonna pay like the motherfucker went in. I started to cut her motherfucking ass out. But I don't have no motherfucking trouble. But I tell you one motherfucker thing. The next motherfucker time I see this motherfucker, and he ain't got my motherfucking money, I'm gonna bust his motherfucking head, and I'm out this motherfucker.
Any movie. Like he was talking about Titanic, man, I'm gonna tell you something. Black folks, they couldn't have us in a movie like Indecent Proposal. Suppose I would give you $1 million for one night with your wife. Well, I suppose you're gonna be fucking. For $2 million, you can fuck everybody at my house. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all kids come on here and bring the dog, too. You and the family, too. Get your ass in here. Get.
see you on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Day Special. On behalf of all of us here at the Treat, go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll see you then. Later.